Buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into something a little bit different.
Different good or different bad?
Oh, different good, for sure.
Okay, good.
We're talking about NASCAR.
All right.
And not just any NASCAR. We're heading down to sunny Florida.
Oh, nice.
To the Homestead Miami Speedway in March.
Spring break.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going to have those spring break vibes.
Yeah.
But with the roar of the engines and, you know, the smell of burning rubber.
I'm intrigued already.
So let's get into it.
Okay, so what makes this Homestead race so special other than the whole spring break thing?
Well, it looks like NASCAR is changing things up a bit.
Oh, how so?
They moved the Craftsman Truck Series and the Xfinity Series races to Homestead Miami.
Mm, in March.
Yeah, and that's pretty early in the season.
Right. Usually they're a bit later.
Exactly. So I was wondering why the change.
Well, it's going to have some impact on the drivers.
You're totally right.
Like, how does this shake up the game for them?
It's all about the playoffs.
Ah, the playoffs.
Yeah, remember how NASCAR has that playoff system?
Right where the top drivers from the whole season go head to head.
Exactly. And this early race gives the drivers a chance to snag a playoff spot early on.
I see. So a win here could give them a massive advantage for the rest of the season.
Exactly. Think about it. They're already ahead of the game.
Right. And that must make things pretty intense on the track.
Oh, absolutely. The pressure's on for sure.
Yeah. I bet we'll see some drivers taking more risks trying to grab that early win.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It'll be interesting to see who goes for it and who plays it safe.
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of shaking things up.
Okay.
You know, I was looking at some info on this race, and they mentioned something called a beach bash.
A beach bash?
Yeah, a beach bash.
Okay, so we've got high-stakes racing and now a beach party.
Yeah, and this isn't just some little side thing. They're going all out.
Really? What do they have planned?
Think about, like, a beach party right there at the Speedway.
Wait, hold on. They're bringing in sand and everything?
Yeah, I think so. They're talking about water activities, beach games, music.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. It's a pretty unique combo, right?
Definitely. I mean, it sounds fun, but a part of me is like, how does that even work with a race?
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on that too.
Right. It's like, are people going to be watching the race or are they going to be partying?
Yeah, and I wonder what the hardcore NASCAR fans think about it.
Yeah, good point. You know, they're probably used to a certain atmosphere at the races.
True. Maybe they just want to focus on the cars.
Could be, but maybe NASCAR's trying to, you know, attract a different audience.
Yeah, maybe folks who wouldn't normally go to a race.
Right, like younger people or families looking for something different.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting experiment.
For sure. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Okay, so we've got this crazy beach bash going on.
Yeah.
But we can't forget about the main event.
The race itself.
Exactly. So now tell me what makes Homestead Miami Speedway so special for the drivers.
Well, this track is known for being pretty challenging.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got multiple racing grooves, which means more passing opportunities.
So that leads to more exciting racing.
Exactly. It's not just a single file follow the leader type of track.
I see. And what about the surface?
Oh, the surface is pretty rough.
Rough? How?
It's abrasive, which means it wears down the tires faster.
Oh, so that can make things pretty unpredictable in the later laps.
Absolutely. Tire management becomes a huge factor.
Wow. So this race sounds like it's going to be full of action both on and off the track?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All right, so let's recap.
Okay.
The Craftsman Truck Series and the Xfinity Series are hitting the Homestead Miami Speedway.
Right.
From March 21st to the 27th.
Mark your calendars.
And don't forget about that beach bash happening right there at the Speedway.
It's going to be wild.
And with this being an early race in the season, those playoff spots are up for grabs.
So the stakes are high.
Absolutely. Now for you listening, if you could be at this race weekend, what would you be most drawn to?
That's a tough one.
Would it be the intensity of the race, the drivers battling it out for those playoff spots?
Yeah.
Or would you be hanging loose at the beach bash, soaking up the sun and the music?
Hmm. Tough choice.
It really is a unique combination of events.
It is.
Well, if you want to learn more about this Homestead race weekend, check out the Homestead Miami Speedway's website.
Definitely worth a look.
And let us know what you think about this whole beach bash thing.
Yeah, we want to know, are you team racing or team party?
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into NASCAR's Homestead Miami Speedway race weekend.
Catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.